Tell us a story, Grandad, the bunny rabbits implored, about the block of concrete out of which you clawed. Tell every gory detail of how you struggled free from the teeth of the iron monster and swam through a quicksand sea. How you battled with the humans and, the part we like the most, your escape from the raging fire when they held you there to roast. The old adventurer smiled and waved a wrinkled paw. All right, children, settle down. I'll tell it just once more. His thin nose started twitching. Near blind eyes began to flood as the part that doesn't age drifted back to bunnyhood. When spring was king of the seasons and the days were built to last. When thunder was merely thunder, not a distant quarry blast. How, leaving the warren one morning, looking for somewhere to play, he'd wandered into the woods and there had lost his way. When, suddenly, without warning, the earth gave way and he fell off the very edge of the world into the darkness of hell. Sharp as the colour of a carrot on a newborn bunny's tongue was the picture he recalled of that day when he was young. Transformed now by the memory, his voice was close to tears, but the story he was telling was falling on deaf ears. There was giggling and nudging and lots of shh, he'll hear, for it was a trick, a game they played, grown crueler with each year. Poor old Grandad, they tittered, as they one by one withdrew. He's told it all so often, he now believes it's true. Young rabbits need fresh carrots, and his had long grown stale. So they left the old campaigner, imprisoned in his tail. Petrified by memories, haunting ever strong, encased in a block of time, 18 inches long. Alone, in a field in Devon, an old rabbit is sitting talking. When, out of the wood, at the edge of the world, a man with a gun comes walking.